Listen up.
She's got the solution to all the things that ail you.
I need help.
Time to break out all the best natural advice the world has to offer with
Natural Nikki.
We're working on that title. Okay, so
natural or naturally?
We're working on it.
Trying to figure it out.
It's a work in progress. We've got a team on it. Okay. Okay, so we've been hearing about the benefits of meditation for a while now, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's mainstream here yet, would you?
There's so many different types of meditation. It's tough to put them all in one category, but I think it's slowly picking up. Just people don't have the patience.
In some cultures, it's a part of life, like from mm-hmm. the time that you're a child, but it's definitely becoming a bit more popular in our part of the world. We know that it reduces stress, improves concentration, increases self-awareness and happiness and acceptance. It even slows aging, which is a really exciting thing for me. but a new study has found that a single one-hour meditation session is enough to reduce anxiety and stress on the heart. That's all it takes. The American Psychological Society shows that the practice does make a huge impact, and just 1 hour is going to start that process. This was really cool to me. They suggested that meditation could soon be prescribed as a first-line treatment for patients with anxiety to help protect them from the physical health issues. I love that if you start seeing those different types of treatments.
An hour does seem like a long time, especially for someone that's not used to meditating, mm-hmm. but when you do get in your zone, it's amazing how quickly time flies.
Yeah.
Like, I'll usually do 2 or 3 meditation sessions a week, and they're between 20 and 25 minutes. And I even, like, that to me is daunting. But those 25 minutes go by so quickly once you relax and time almost becomes irrelevant.
Well, they say that in the beginning, you should really start slow and start mm-hmm. small. They said even like a couple of minutes means you're more likely to be successful with your practice than if you go in saying, okay, I'm going to do this for 2 hours right off the bat.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if I was to start, you want to start maybe 5 minutes at first?
Yeah,
and then gradually
or even two minutes. Whatever. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Whatever it takes. There's a lot of cool apps that can help as well. Mm-hmm. There's the mindfulness app. I've tried all of these. The Headspace is another one, and Insight Timer. And there are different types of meditation. So you don't have to use an app, of course. You don't need anything to meditate except for yourself. You can do that anywhere you want. But if you'd like a little bit of assistance, there's the opportunity to use guided meditations. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of people like that in the beginning because it can start the process. So it sounds a little bit like this.
Feel yourself completely recharged. Calm. And confident.
See, that's the part of a morning meditation.
Stay
that's like an energizing meditation to get you up in the morning.
Are there different narration voice options?
There are.
If you can't
stand somebody's voice, because that happens a lot, and people will have different accents and different voices, and sometimes, like, I've tried ones before, and I just, like, burst out laughing. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah. No, can't take it seriously.
How does this work? Oh, because do you just sit on the floor with your legs crossed, or how does it work?
You can sit, if you want to sit with your legs crossed. You can also just sit on a chair with your legs, feet down on the floor, like you normally would. Yeah.
The only thing I would suggest is having your back supported mm-hmm. and not your neck, because when you have your neck and your back supported.
But in the beginning, if you're finding that hard and you feel like the only time you can think to do it is right before bed when you're laying there, do it then too.
And there are also really good options for guided meditations to help you fall asleep as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's more convenient because you're already in bed at that point.
For sure. And you can choose one that's not guided and just play some music as well and then focus on your breathing. Then you don't have to worry about like some weird accent, or sometimes I'm like, what is this person look like, I wonder.
But I want to hang out with them.
Yeah, it's really cool. But do remember when you're meditating that when your mind wanders, you're not failing at it. You just continually bring yourself back to your breath. It's all the times in between the thoughts that is actually the meditation.
Okay.
Let it wander.
Oh, thank
and
you
then
so
bring it right back to your center.
I should maybe do those voiceovers.
You should.
Doesn't relax me, but I mean, different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
So. Battle of the hits.